Coach Billy Elmore of the Stuttgart Ricebirds, state champion Stuttgart Ricebirds, joins us. Coach, how are you?
Doing good.
Congratulations, Coach.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. I think we talked the week of and haven't had a chance to talk to Trey the day of the game, but haven't had a chance to talk since then.
Yeah, Coach, a nice win for you. But the reason we have you on today is because next Friday – the Football Coaches Clinic is taking place down at the Arlington Hotel in Hot Springs, and Overtime and Drive Time Sports going to broadcast live from there. But give the listeners a little insight to what's going to be going on.
It's a big weekend for not really just high school coaches, but for coaches around the state. You know, we try to set it up so it's after signing date for the colleges, and they can all be there. It's, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago, we started this Arkansas Football Coaches Association, and we have our clinic every year in February in Hot Springs at the Arlington. We actually started having it at the Arlington, and you know, next weekend there'll be between 400 and 500 coaches, football coaches, and invading Hot Springs, I guess.
What are a couple things that you're able to do? Like, are you able to kind of talk to some other coaches and learn some new tricks? And what do you most look forward to this event every year?
Well, you know, I always go into a clinic, and I think a lot of people do. You know, it's if you can gain one or two things, you know, in my opinion, you know, you're not going to a clinic to wholesale your offense or your defense.
Right.
You know, you're looking to pick up maybe one thing. You know, one little wrinkle, maybe a drill, maybe something as simple as something you do in off season. And you know, with every clinic you go to, if you can pick those things up, you know, it's just over time it's going to make you better. And you know, sometimes the speakers are great, but sometimes you learn maybe just as much sitting in the lobby visiting with somebody. You can, you know, that's where somebody really might share some things with you that, you know, you just as a coach, you just learn, you know, and it doesn't matter if you've been in 1 year, if you've been in 30 years, you know, the old saying is, you know, you learn something new every day, and that's really what I think a lot of quality coaches around the state really try to do.
Billy, talk about some of the coaches that will be speaking this next weekend at the Coaches Clinic.
Well, we've got every division state champion is going to be speaking. You know, that includes Rick Jones from Greenwood, Buck James from Camden Fairview, and basically every coach. We've got Coach Buchanan from Hendricks is going to really introduce Arkansas coaches to Division III football. That's not something that we've really, you know, he's at Hendricks. Mm-hmm. That's not something that really has really gone on in Arkansas. So that's something they're starting their program. He's going to introduce us to, you know, speak briefly about, you know, what Division III is all about. We've got Ben Herbert and Randy Shannon in the U of A. You know, we felt like it was important to have a strength coach. And, of course, Randy Shannon, who could turn him down. Jim Chaney, offensive coordinator. Chris Ash, defensive coordinator. And probably obviously the highlight of Friday night is Brett Bielema will be our headline speaker Friday night, I guess you could say. So that rounds out Friday night. Saturday morning, Rick Jones kicks us off from Greenwood. Pitt State, O-line and D-line coaches, Monroe Neville High School, Coach Harshen from ASU it will be there, along with John Thompson and his offensive coordinator, Coach Modica from Arkansas Tech, his offensive and defensive coordinators. And then we have probably my favorite session is a legend session. And we kind of stole this idea, I guess, from the National Federation The National Football Coaches Association, where we have a legend session this year. It's Lonnie Sutton and Joe Fred Young. You know, Coach Sutton had been around a few places, mm-hmm. probably most notably Watson Chapel, and Coach Young was at Northside for years. And
legend.
That's kind of a question and answer session. You know, it turns into, you know, you're not going to get those guys to speak a lot about X's and O's, but boy, the knowledge that they can share with people is just invaluable.
Yeah, and being for our listeners in Fort Smith, Joe Fred Young is somebody that I knew about. My dad was a coach for 20-something years, and hearing about Joe Fred, he was a great coach. Coach, we had this question earlier today about nutrition in sports, and do y'all do anything as far as to help these kids – When is the age that, you know, you start trying to help the kids have their diet right, and do you go over anything like that with them?
We do. You know, the hard part being a high school coach and a junior high coach or any level, you know, short of college, you don't have that much impact over it. You know, you can talk to them. You know, we certainly talk to them. I think every coach in the state now tries to get them to swear off soft drinks and things like that during the season or even out of the season. But, you know, you can only do so much because, unfortunately, we don't have the ability to feed them three meals a day.
Right.
You know, the cafeteria, they're eating in the cafeteria. But, you know, a lot of times they're going to go home and, let's face it, I mean, the easy thing to cook is throw some chicken nuggets in the oven or something like that. It's not the way it used to be, but you know, there are some. You talk to them about it. You feed them meals. To be honest with you, you feed them meals every time you get a chance.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, let's. You know, I think we'd all be lying as coaches if we didn't say we didn't throw them a burger after a game sometimes, just because it's quick, it's easy, and
right.
And that's what we do. And that's probably more a reflection of our society. But yeah, it would be great if, you know, on the college level, that's why you see guys put on 20 or 30 pounds and. You know, they've got them on a strict diet. They tell them when to eat. They tell them how much they eat. And, you know, as a high school coach, you don't have that much impact. You can make suggestions. But at the end of the day, it's going to be what mom and dad cook at home.
Right, yeah.
You know, is what they're going to eat. So, I mean, that's just the reality of it. It would be nice to have that control, but you just don't have it as a high school coach.
Coach, talk about ways that those coaches who have not registered yet can get involved in the coaches clinic next weekend.
They can go to arfca.org, not .com, but .org, arfca.org. There's a registration form on there. You can call Danny McEwen. It's the Ronnie Roach Clinic, and Ronnie was at Spalding for years, and Danny's kind of picked it up and really run with it, and there's no doubt they're our lead sponsor on it, and you can contact him at BSN Sporting Goods. Any of that one, you know, that way you can contact me. You know, there's not a problem through email, through calling the school or whatever. And, you know, we'll get you signed up, I promise you. I think, again, we should expect somewhere between 400 and 500 football coaches. And a lot of it's on head coaches to get their staff registered.
And it all starts next Friday. And what are the times specifically?
It'll start next Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. And it doesn't wrap up until... It'll be 10 o'clock at night. Coach Bielema speaks at 9 o'clock Friday night, and then every day from 9 until somewhere around 10.
And I'm sure you've heard in the coaching circles, you talk to other head coaches who Coach Bielema has come in contact with. What's the reaction you're getting from some of those head coaches?
I think everybody's got a positive reaction to him. You know, I think one of the biggest things is just nobody knew, you know, there for the longest what was going to happen. And you know, high school coaches are just like fans. You know, we want to know, you know, we don't really know any more than anybody else about what's going to happen. And I think everybody's just excited to have some stability. You know, I enjoy reading his tweets, to be honest with you. I know y'all probably talked about that some, but he seems like a real personable guy. We're real excited to have him, you know, at our clinic and obviously the headline speaker. And, you know, just look forward to the chance to meet him personally.
Well, Coach Elmore, we appreciate the time today here on Overtime, and we look forward to seeing you down in Hot Springs a week from this Friday.
Hey, I can't wait. I can't wait. It'll be a good weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.